Hello?
Hi, Kit.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Kit. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. And yourself?
I'm doing well. It's been a really busy day, but I guess it's a good problem to have, huh?
It can be, it seems kind of not that good until you're not, and then you're like, oh my goodness.
That's overwhelming. But I understand you were speaking with my representative, CJ. He asked me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing and some details. But did you have any questions for me about the first page placement on Google or how it works?
Well, are they just putting the number up, or do
no.
I need to, would I, I'm not sure if I'm...
Yeah, so we'll create your business's GBP, otherwise known as your Google Business Profile for the company, and we verify you with Google, so that way you actually exist as an entity on Google. And so they'll have, like, your business name, address, phone number, link to the website. We'll all be on there. We'll actually create the website for you, too. We'll customize it for you and tailor it, make it look how you want it to look. And those will all be attached to that Google Business Profile that they'll be seeing on the first page. So that's what we'll move up. We make it so that if they type in, like, tree services or tree company near me, you know, they're able to see you pop up as a top recommended option there.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. The hard part is really getting the positions, because when you do that search for tree services in Fresno, there's only three companies that'll show up there next to the map. We just have one spot available. Yep.
Okay.
So we're going down a list of qualified candidates. We're just looking for one of you guys to fill the spot. Once we fill that position, we're going to close out the category, meaning that, you know, we can't work with any other tree companies in the area. Does that make sense?
Oh, really?
Yeah. So some of the companies that are there now, well, as long as you're with us, I mean, we keep you up there and you have that spot. I mean, unless you got some really bad reviews or something crazy happened, then we'd have to part ways with you. You know, we could tell you to keep your money and find somebody else. I've had it happen before.
Yeah, we probably don't want that happening.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, that's not a concern, right? Everybody's good until proven otherwise in our eyes.
Yeah.
But some of the companies that are up there now are pretty big. It's like Maldonado Brothers, Tree Service, Cutright Tree Service of Fresno, and Travis Tree Service. These guys are getting multiple calls a day from being on the first page of Google. So, you know, we expect the same kind of opportunity to come in, even if you don't have, like, all the reviews that they have. Obviously, we'll build you up to that point, right? Everybody had to start somewhere.
Yes, of course.
So typically our packages with the website included, they're advertised on the Google Partner page at $499 month to month. I could actually reduce that rate for you as part of what's called a new in business credit, since your company's only 2 years in and we'd be building a lot of the things from scratch for you. You'd be looking at $299 on a month to month basis. So it's about $200 less than the competing companies. And then we would lock you in at that price, so that way you're able to keep that deal as long as you're with us.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds very interesting.
Yeah, we have a tracking system and an app, too, that you'll be able to download. And in that tracking system and app, you're able to see, like, all the leads, the clicks, the calls that you're getting, which ones actually turned into clients. So that way you have transparency each month on what you're spending and what you're making from being on the first page of Google.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's been the most profitable way to market and advertise for the last 17 years. That's why I was telling you the hard part, it's not so much like the cost, it's the availability of the spots. Like the last time we had a listing available in Fresno was almost 3 years ago for tree services.
Wow.
Yeah, usually the guys that are up there, they hold on to the spots. So unless some, like I said, unless something crazy happens where like they get bad reviews or they discontinue their spot or relocate to another area, then we'll have the spot open up and start making the calls out to the guys on our qualified candidates list.
Okay.
Being that we have the listing available and I'm able to reduce the pricing structure down to just $299 month to month, I mean, I'm sure this is something you could see a value in giving a shot. That way we could show you how well it works, right?
Yeah, that sounds very interesting.
Well, if it's something you want to give a shot, there is a setup process, right? Because we still have to Google verify you. So I'd have to create the account and secure the position, but we'd also want to sit down and do a client interview with you where we can go over like what your ideal client is. We want to customize not just the keywords that you're found for and the services that you're found for, but the areas that you target. And then we also want to customize the website for you. That way we know we're making sure the company looks how you want it to look, and we're targeting the ideal prospect for you. We don't want you getting calls that are people wasting your time or their time.
Yes.
So it's a customized targeted marketing strategy for your business.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also other listings we create. Like I know you have Yelp already, but Yelp is a directory we usually give our clients for free when they get Google verified. So like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. You'll be a top option on the Apple Safari search engine for the iPhones. They refer to Google anyway. And then same thing with Bing. Bing usually references Google for their top five options on their platform. So you'll actually have the submissions to all of those directories and still be findable to people on those directories. And we'll even do a Facebook business profile for you and run some Facebook ads through it as well. So the company is going to be marketed through multiple different platforms. The idea for us is to try to generate as many leads and job opportunities for you as possible each month. That way, you know, you could continue to use our services as a long-term marketing solution for your business.
Okay.
What do you think, Kiss, if I could approve that pricing structure at $299 month to month, is that something you could see a value in giving a shot?
So, okay, yeah, I am interested in it, but so what had happened also was I kind of had a bad, I had a personal matter going on and I had a bad experience with Yelp, and so I haven't, there was a review that wasn't, you know what I'm saying, was kind of in the disqualifying category that you're talking about, and, I would like to fix that. Is that going to, you know, can you guys help me with that as well? Can you help me reach out to the customer? Or actually, I think I might be able to, I kind of remember.
Well, in our app, the Local Splash app, it's a tracking system. So when you have your own Google Business profile, you can go back and text those people asking them to rewrite the review. Not just on Google, but Yelp, Yellow Pages, any of your online listings. So you could send them a text message if you have their number, and it'll ask them to rewrite the review. I would try to resolve the issue with them first, though, and then send the request, you know?
Yes, I think that's why.
I found it here. It says, we contact Keith to come out, remove our tree in the backyard. We made an appointment. He said he'll be out in the morning to remove it. We called PG&E to turn off the electricity and remove the wire. They came out, but Keith didn't show up, so we gave him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he has other service, so we waited. A few hours flew by. We called him several times, and even texted him. No reply. His voicemail was full. Apparently, he ghosted us. It is very unprofessional. Communication is bad. He didn't follow through with it. We'll never work with him. Bad service on his part. This is the contact number. Very disappointed. We end up calling other companies if they can come out on the same day. We booked with him last week, and he ghosted us. We take our money elsewhere. So it doesn't even look like you actually did any services for them. So it should be pretty easy to remove. It just seems that they were upset about, it looks like maybe a no-show or something happened. Maybe you
lost track. I wasn't able to go out, and then I wasn't able to contact them to let them know that I wasn't going to make it either. And so I think, you know, that was a big part of it.
Yeah, but, I mean, it seems like an easy fix. For Google, you have to have verified reviews, and so usually they want to verify that it's an actual customer and not just people, like, blowing it up, or maybe, like, a competitor gets on there and just bashes you, you know. So, yeah, we verify them, and we could also get some of them expunged. Yelp is its own platform, though, so I can't really promise you that we'll be able to remove that off of Yelp, because it's already there before we gained management access to the listing. But moving forward, obviously, we could prevent any of that from happening. And then, obviously, with the new clients that are coming in from Yelp and other platforms, we can kind of bury that review if you're not able to resolve it with Sandy and get it expunged.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll bury it with new clients coming in. I mean, by the time you get to, like, 10 other five-star ratings, you'll still be at a 4.5 at that point on Yelp.
Can I explain what happened on the review or?
I mean, you could also delete that Yelp profile, and we could just make a whole new one from scratch, because that's the only review that you have on there.
I think I possibly might have tried to do that.
Yeah.
But I think, I don't know. I don't think it does that. But I had read into it more, and it says you can contact them, and then they can, you can talk to them about it, and they can. I don't know unnecessarily, and they don't have to exactly remove it. I just wanted to explain to them what happened.
Yeah.
Maybe offer them another service so that I can, maybe they can
right.
believe it. But they can say, hey, look, he didn't come out this time. We're really upset. And then, but you know what? He came back.
You can also comment on the review. That looks really good on you, too. Like, if you reply to the review and you tell them, hey, sorry, you know, I wanted to try to reach out to you, contact me here. Because at least on the public platform, it looks like, you know, you're still responding to them. It's not just like you're ignoring them altogether.
Yeah, so yeah, even now I would be okay with that. So I can't, yeah. that is
I think that was their goal in actually writing that review, was more so just to get you to actually follow up with them and maybe explain what happened, you know?
So what have, yeah, okay, all right, that makes sense. So yeah, I guess what happened, I didn't really know that you could respond to them. And so I got a little bit worried, and then I didn't know what I could do.
Worst case scenario, we could always delete it and build a new one. But you have to remember, the major benefit to you in this call is not so much Yelp. Like, Yelp is an easy fix, but the first page placement on Google is really a money maker for 99.9% of businesses. You know, because you're putting yourself in front of people at the moment that they're looking for tree services, and you're popping up as a top recommended option, and they could call you directly from there without any additional, like, lead fees, click fees, or call fees. So that's really where the benefit is in using our services, is getting that first page placement. Things like Yelp, I mean, that's minuscule. We could fix that, no problem. I mean, I know it's a big deal to you, but for us, that's like an easy fix. That's something that, you know, less than 24 hours, and make a change on that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The main thing is that Google listing. That's where all your calls and your leads are going to come from. Most people don't go past the first page of Google.
Yeah. I can agree with it.
So I sent you the pricing page. If you look at that link, the package that I'd actually be putting you on is the Platinum package. So normally the Platinum package is advertised at $5.99, not $4.99, because that one has the Facebook ads as well. But I cut the price down to $2.99 month to month, and then I also waived all the setup fees that you see in the fine print, which is usually about $299 worth of setup fees. So I'd actually be saving you about $600 today off the initial investment with the new in business credit. And then I'll lock you in at that rate. So that way you keep your deal on this package for as long as your business chooses to remain with us.
Okay.
We're just basically going 30 days at a time with each other.
Okay.
And then, like I mentioned earlier, there's the app and tracking system. So you'll have full detail on all the leads and jobs that we're bringing in each month. You'll be able to see, like, hey, I spent $299 with these guys, but this is what I got in return from a leads and job standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
So, want to get it rolling?
Yeah, sounds like a very good plan.
Okay. So let me create your Google business profile. You only have to create your Google business profile one time for as long as you own custom tree service. Like, even if you leave us later, people will still be able to look you up on Google and see that Google business profile with all your reviews and everything. So on the first page of Google, Keith, you can only have one number. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
And that's what I was considering. I kind of do, but I'm just kind of okay. What would be another option?
Well, the Platinum package is the best package that we offer because it has all the bells and whistles that your business could need from a marketing standpoint. But I reduced the rate to our essential package price. So you're literally getting our best package for our cheapest possible pricing structure. Mm-hmm. And then I waived all the setup fees on it.
Okay.
Mhm. So, I mean, there is a pro package. It's very similar. The only difference is it just doesn't have any Facebook ads in it. And that's something you're going to want. I mean, you want to be able to pull leads from multiple places. Even though Google's number one, you still want to make sure that you have job opportunities, or if people are using like Facebook or another platform, or have searched for it in the last 24, 48 hours, they're still getting exposed to your business. So you have a chance to bid them on the jobs. Were you looking at one of the other packages?
Where can I look it up at?
I texted it to you. I sent you the link.
Okay.
Yeah, if you go.
All right.
You see it?
Take control of the online presence.
Yep, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
If you scroll all the way down to the bottom, you'll actually see that Platinum Package Bundle. It's advertised at $599 with a $299 setup fee. That's the package that I'd be putting your business under, but for just the $299 rate month to month. And then I waived all setup fees on it for you.
Okay,
let me know if you have any questions on any of it.
Right now, I'm just kind of considering, you asked me about if I want to use my personal phone number.
Right.
Or
well, we could also, Keith, we can also offer you a Google Voice number if you want. So the Google Voice number online, it'll show a different number. It'll be a local phone number on there, but it'll ring to this phone in real time. And then what you do is you save that number in your phone as potential lead. So that way when people are finding that number on like Facebook, Google, Bing, Yelp, all the listings we create, they call you on your caller ID system, it'll say potential lead. So that way you know it's an actual business opportunity or call rather than like a personal call or a spam call.
Mm-hmm.
And that's no extra charge to you. We could provide that Google tracking number. So that way you don't have to pay for like a whole separate business phone line, you know? It'll just be like a part of the service. You don't have to pay for two phones.
Yeah, no.
I think they do charge, though. It's like a one-time payment of $19 if you want to do like a custom greeting on your Google Voice number. So if you have like a thank you for calling custom tree service, you want to set that up. They have somebody professionally that could do the voiceover for you, or you could set it up yourself. But the custom greeting is like a one-time payment of $19 if you want to go that route. Some guys just set up the number with no custom greeting at all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the phone numbers, you could always change them too on your Google business profile. So if you ever call in and you say, hey, I want to switch the number to this, it's an easy fix. Like, we could just go into the Google business profile and swap the phone numbers. So what you start with today doesn't mean you're cemented with that forever. We just only want to have one display there at a time for the customer.
Okay. I'm just, I guess I'll just probably use my phone number.
Okay. So you want to use this 559-722-8330?
I believe so.
That's what we're on right now. It's a 559-722-8330.
Yes.
Okay. What's your last name, Keith?
My last name is Millard, M-I-L-L-A-R-D.
M-I-L-L-A-R-D. And what's your business email address? I'm going to send everything in writing, and you'll get an invoice receipt. That way you could write it off as a business expense.
Okay. So I have a custom tree services 559.
Custom Tree Services 559.
Yes.
And that's at gmail.com?
Yeah, let me double check. Let me make sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to confirm that that's the correct email.
Is that the right one? Custom Tree Services with an S and then 559 at Gmail?
I believe so.
Okay.
I think so.
When I punched it into our system, it did say that it was a valid email address.
Okay.
Yeah, usually it'll flag it and let us know, so that way we're not, like, missing emails or sending stuff into the abyss. So Google's going to send you this card in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map, kind of indicating where your business is. We could hide your street address if you do business from home or you just don't want it displayed. But where can I send that?
I want to cover it.
Do you want to hide it?
I want to Yeah.
Okay. I could hide it for you, but we do still have to send that pin to you in the mail. So what's the street address?
3864 East Andrews.
East Andrews Avenue. I found it. Yeah. Here we go. And then it's 93726, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they already had you verified as Fresno, California, 93726 as your location. They just didn't have the actual street address. So I'm going to send that out to you. Usually it takes about 3 to 5 days to get in the mail. There is a little 5-digit number on the back of it that I'll need from you when it comes in. So I'm going to shoot you a text message here with my direct number and extension. And then we also have 24/7 customer service. If you ever call into the same number, you just hit extension 1 and there's a live operator will be able to get the number for you from you. It's that same 877 okay. line that I was texting you on, but I'm going to send it to you right now. And then for the website, do you have a logo established yet for Custom Tree Service?
I kind of have a few samples.
Okay. Yeah, send them in to us. Do you have any pictures, too, of, like, work that you've done in the past?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we could use those as well. We like to build a portfolio on the website, so that way they could see, like, before and after shots, and then, obviously, we want that logo to be branded on all your listings, like Yelp, Facebook, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. We want it all to have your logo. That'll be, like, your symbol, you know.
Okay, I can email some, I get your email.
Yep.
I can send some today, this evening when I get home. I can send a few of the before and after ones that I have.
Yeah, and continue to send them. You know, as new clients come in, this is going to bring in new jobs for you. So let's just keep updating it, keep updating the photos, and that way they could see all the new stuff you're doing too.
Okay.
Yeah, it's always fun too to kind of watch yourself get better over time too. You'll be able to look back on the pictures that we start with versus like the new stuff you're doing.
The improvement.
Yeah, it's always good to be able to track. And then, okay, so I have your profile created. During the interview, they're going to get the domain name. So it'll most likely just be customtreeservice.com if it's available. If not, it might be like Custom Tree Service Fresno. .com or customtreeservice.net. We have to see what's available, but they'll get the available domain.
I kind of wanted to see if there's an email, if I can change my email to custom tree, just custom, I just want to put custom tree services.
And not Gmail?
Yeah, not 559.
Oh, okay. So we have G Suite. It's actually a free service, too. You could go online to G Suite, and since you're a business owner, you can create the custom email. It's easy, but the email address, when you set it up, it asks you for, like, personal information that we're not going to gather from you over the phone. I highly recommend you do it that way, but I also have clients who get stuck, like, they're older, and, you know, as long as they're okay with it, then we can get in there and do it for you if you need.
Yeah, I can change. Can I? I was gonna look into that.
But we have to see what's available. So that would be more for the client interview technician. Like I'm gonna schedule an appointment with the client interview technician right now. That's what I was getting at. And they're the ones that are on the back end. They're actually gonna be building everything and doing a lot of the legwork for you. So usually the calls or the appointment, it takes about 30 to 45 minutes, but we do ask for an hour in case the call goes over or you have any extra questions. Is there a time today or tomorrow where we could do the client interview with you?
Yeah.
Okay. I have 1 to 2 today if you want to do today, and then tomorrow I could do any time between 7 a.m. and 4 p.m.
Yeah, probably, hopefully today I can do it around 2.
I have 1 to 2 available. I don't have a 2 to 3.
Yeah. Okay. It'll have to be probably tomorrow.
Okay. Tomorrow I could do any time between 7 a.m. and 4 p.m.
Yeah, let's do 7 a.m.
7 a.m., okay. I'll lock you in between 7 and 8. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to the email address that you gave me, And then we're also going to text you 1 hour before the appointment, just as a reminder.
Okay.
That won't be too early for you, right? Because we're here in Orange County, so we're on the same time scale. We're just in SoCal. This would be a good way to check if your email address is working good too when I send the calendar invite.
Yeah, I'm checking. I'm actually seeing if the other one is available.
Yeah, sometimes it's just based on availability. But again, you know, we could always do like a custom business email where it's like keith@customtreeservice.com. Instead of customtreeservice@gmail.com.
Okay.
Yeah, that's part of the G Suite. So that way, instead of it being at Gmail, it'll be at customtreeservice.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a part of the service. Those are business email addresses.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We can get you a tracking number, business email. That's all part of the G Suite program for clients, so we'll be able to set you up with that, and then also when we create your Google business profile, we'll customize it, and then any changes that you want to make to the profile or the services you're listed for, the website, Facebook, any of the online listings, it's just a phone call. You just call that 877 number. You can either contact me directly or the customer service department, and then we ask you for 24 hours to see the changes happen. And that's it. So you just tell us what you need, and then we'll go in there and we'll modify it for you and update it. Make your life a lot easier.
Yeah.
All right. So I have the client interview scheduled. Do you see that invitation for tomorrow between 7 and 8? It'll say local / client interview.
I'm going to log in and look at it right now.
Okay. Oh, actually, I just got it back. So it says delivery status notification failure, mail delivery subsystem. Your message wasn't delivered because the address couldn't be found or is unable to receive mail. So the email address is wrong. customtreeservices559@gmail.com, it says, is inaccurate.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you have a different email, or do you know the actual email address that we should send all this to?
Yeah.
I mean, we could temporarily use, like, a personal one until we get the business one set up for you.
Yeah, I have another one. It's Let's Cut Trees.
Okay, Let's Cut Trees. Is that at... gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's try this one. I'm going to try to fully resend the calendar invitation to the new email address. That's odd, because on one part of our system, it said that email was valid, and then once I actually tried to send something to that email, then it bounced back and said it was invalid.
Okay, I got probably you can. There's two. It's between. It might be without an S, the Custom Tree Services.
So it's customtreeservice559@gmail.com?
Yes, but the business is with an S.
On the business name.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Got it. Okay, so the business name will be Custom Tree Services, but the email is customtreeservice559@gmail.com.
Correct. Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
I kind of need to
fix that. I got you.
Yeah.
I just had to update it here. That's why I was asking earlier, because I've ran into that problem before. Like, is it plural or is it not plural? But I understand what you were saying now. Like, for the business name, it should have the S at the end, but for the email, it doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe I need to do a spelling correct on the business name.
Yeah, we can always change these things, but the most important thing right now is making sure that we're getting it all set up properly and getting you that spot, you know, because missing that spot is the moneymaker. We could always change the name, change the phone number, update the listings, you know, we have guys that move.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. But it is important that we get you your paperwork too, so that way you have that. Oh, now I have another notification, Custom Tree Services. Oh, it's the same one. Okay, so it's just telling me you didn't get that one. Client interview technician accepted your interview for tomorrow, but did you get the invite for the client interview appointment tomorrow?
Let me check.
Yeah, I did the email, the same Custom Tree Service with no S, 559@gmail.com.
Okay. Okay. Goodness. Okay. Okay. Man, forgot password. Okay.
Yeah, it's really important that we make sure this works, because that's how you're going to get your receipt, and they're going to send you the username and password for your tracking system and app, and that way you can keep track of all your customers and what's coming in. So I got to be able to make sure that you're getting those initial emails. I can have them texted to you too. Actually, I'm just going to set it up anyway, so that way it texts you and emails you, unless you want to opt out of that when you sign the agreement. But, yeah, I'll just have it so they text you, too. But, I didn't get any notifications that this one failed to go through, like without the S, the Custom Tree Service 559 at Gmail. So I think you have it there. But
yeah,
I just want to remember
my password to log in.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty important. Is there an email that you're already logged into on this device?
Yeah, it's a kmillard.
Uh-huh.
2212@gmail.com.
Millard. 2212@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. Let's just use this one for now. I mean, we're not going to display your email anywhere. Even if you wanted to have, like, an email portion set up on your website, They'll just set it up so that they see the contact us profile without the email, and it'll forward to your email without them actually seeing your email address, if that makes sense. So it's not like this is something that's going to be public. But I'm going to send it to this kmillard2212@gmail.com. I just updated it and sent it there. And then I'm going to use that as the primary email until maybe you get the password and you're able to log into the other one.
Okay.
Okay.
I think I got it.
Yep, that's it. It's for tomorrow at 7 a.m.
Okay.
And it should have the client interview technician invited to it as well.
All right.
You got it?
Yes.
All right.
Perfect. Cancel the local splash clienting. It says a canceled event from unknown sender.
Yeah, I canceled it because I had to change your email. So I canceled the first ones, and then I re-invited this one to the kmillard2212@gmail. It looks like client interviews accepted it, and the organizer accepted it. So it's just you that has to accept the appointment. But either way, whether you hit accept or not, they're going to call you tomorrow at 7.
Okay.
All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
I'm going to use a card.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, the business name, or both?
No, it's going to be a personal card.
Okay. But it doesn't say Custom Tree Services on it?
No.
Okay. I'll add that to the invoice, though. So if you do get a business account later, you could still write this off, and they'll actually give it back to you when you do your taxes. You write it off as a business expense.
Okay.
Okay. And then is the business street address the same as, or the billing address the same as the business street address we're sending the Google verification letter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So on the front of that card, Keith, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
All right. It's a 5213.
5213.
3312.
3312.
9956.
9956.
1663.
1663. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
Is 0627.
06 of 2027. And then there should be a 3-digit code on the back.
Is 990.
Okay. And then before I can authorize the transaction, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. This is going to outline the service agreement and is an added form of protection for you that we'll be sending in writing with your receipt. Now, if I say anything, Keith, that you don't agree with or if you don't understand, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize a transaction with your business today.
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Custom Tree Services.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
My name's Keith Millard.
And you're the owner, correct? Yeah.
Yes, correct.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided today?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring us as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So we know what you currently have, and that's fine if you want to keep that or if you want to delete it and just have us create a whole new Yelp listing to kind of get rid of that review. That's fine. And we're not saying that you can't add any other services, but what we don't want you to do is to, like, pay for something we're already doing for you or duplicate any of the listings. Like, you can't have two Yelp listings. So they have to be, like, removed before we create another one, or we could just leave that one how it is. But we don't want you paying for something you already have or duplicating any listings. Make sense?
Yes.
You shouldn't need anything else, though, honestly. I have you on a full platinum package, so we should be covering all your bases in one right here. But it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is May 28th of 2025. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $299 for a platinum package bundle. I've included the custom website design for you at no additional cost, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with that platinum package service. So when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 28th day. But it's going to remain in that discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you're with us. And then it says in the fine print, you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that if you do decide to discontinue. All that we ask is if you're going to discontinue, please let us know before the next bill is due so we could stop it from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to try to process your first month's payment here. When the payment goes through, you're going to receive some text messages as confirmation, and it'll have an outline of the agreement in writing. It'll have the invoice receipt. You do have to sign off on the agreement, obviously, to authorize it was you that allowed the transaction. And then there will be a username and password as well for your tracking system. And we have an app. If you go to your app store and your mobile device, you just type in Local Splash. I highly recommend you download our app. It'll make your life a lot easier with managing all the customers and the online listings.
Where do I get it?
You just go to the app store on your phone. You go to app store and then Local Splash. It's our company name. And it'll have a blue and orange LS in the app with like a splash sign behind it, like a splash of water. Your transaction actually declined. Did you get a notification to authorize the transaction from your bank?
I did not. Yes.
Yeah, it said retry transaction but confirm with client. So it needs to be authorized on your end before I can rerun the payment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got the text message that says it didn't go through.
Yeah, you're supposed to authorize that it's actually you that allowed the transaction, or else they won't push it through. Okay. Actually, looks like they got the notification from the banking system. And they were able to clear your transaction and approve it.
Okay.
So you should be receiving some text messages here. Let me know when those come through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's going to, because I have it set up to email and text you on both. So like I said earlier, it's going to have the outline of the agreement in writing called your subscription terms. You want to make sure that you sign off on that. And then it's also going to have the username and password for your tracking system. Like I said, if you download the app, it'll ask you for that username and password, and that's how you'll keep track of all your leads and everything. And then also it'll have the it'll say pictures needed for Google verification. I know California might ask for insurance. Do you carry insurance?
Yes, but I don't have it current at this time.
That's fine. If you send in the document that you had it at some point, then they usually push it through. A lot of times what happens is like you'll get like a 6-month agreement that you initially pay for, and then maybe it turns into like a month-to-month deal. So they'll accept it even if it's like outdated or you haven't actually updated the payments on it. They just want to see that you've had it at some point. And then they'll put the Google Verify badge on there, and that makes it look like you have everything up to date to the potential customers that are finding you online. And then obviously proceed at your own risk, right? Try to make sure nothing crazy happens.
Okay.
So you should have everything in writing there. That's going to conclude the initial setup process. So I want to officially welcome you aboard. Say thank you for signing up with our team here at Local Splash. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, like I said, you have my direct number, but we also have 24/7 customer service available to you. So don't hesitate to call. You know, you basically have a team of people back here that are invested in your success. We know if you're not making money, we're not going to see you come back and keep using our services each month. So we want it to work for you. No questions or dumb questions. Just call in and ask if you need help with anything. We could jump on there and help you out. But other than that, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Just sign off on the subscription terms and then look out for our phone call tomorrow. It's going to be between 7 and 8 o'clock for your client interview with our technician.
Okay.
You're still getting blown up with text messages, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have any questions, comments, or concerns while I still have you on the line?
Yeah.
Okay. Fire them at me. We try to simplify it for you guys as much as possible. We don't want to overwhelm you with information. So that's why I was saying, like, the main things you just want to focus on at this point is just make sure that you sign off on the agreement And then during the client interview tomorrow at 7, just be available for that call. And then everything in that call is mostly general knowledge information. So they're going to want to know, like, how you want the website to look, what domains are available. They'll go over, like, what services you provide and then the area that you provide the services in. So that way we're not sending you anywhere you don't want to go or advertising your business to places that you're not willing to travel to. So it's a pretty easy setup. Sounds complicated, but it's very simple. And then obviously you want to make a decision on, do you want to delete that Yelp profile and just start anew, or do you want to try to make amends with that client? And
yes, I think so.
Yeah. That's a good route to go, you know, especially with like BBB accreditation. Like the only way you keep an A-plus accreditation with the Better Business Bureau is if you have no unresolved complaints. It's not about having no complaints, but it's like when you do get complaints, are you actually addressing them instead of just like ignoring the people? But what questions did you have?
I think that's it for right now.
Okay. If they pop up, like I said, don't hesitate to call in, and then you could always ask the client interview technician too. The subscription terms is pretty straightforward. It's a month-to-month agreement. You're on a flat rate, so there's not going to be any other charges that'll pop up on you throughout the month. It's just a one-time payment each month.
When does it start? Because this is already at the end of the month.
Yeah, it starts today. So the next bill won't be due until June 28th.
Okay.
And then there's no other charges. So there's no other, like, lead fees or click fees or call fees that'll pop up on you. And the customers all have the ability to just call you live.
What's the monthly fee?
It's $299. So I actually locked you in at that deal for the Platinum package for as long as you're with us. It's not going to go back up or change. And that's in writing there, too, in your agreement.
Okay.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your day. Again, you know, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. And then look out for our phone call tomorrow at 7 a.m., okay?
Okay.
All right, Keith. We'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.
Thank you.